Good morning and welcome to our Sunday service here at Newport on Tay Church of Scotland. Our burgeoning numbers in church this morning tell us that this is not a normal morning service, but rather a unique gathering for a very special occasion. An occasion which marks a significant event in the spiritual life and growth of the Churchong family. The christening service of Anna Danielle. And to support Amos and Florence, family, friends and colleagues have crossed borders, seas and oceans to be with us this morning. We extend a very warm welcome to you all, and we trust you will enjoy your time and fellowship with us here in Newport. Chuid mílche fairse, 100,000 welcomes are extended to each and every one of you in the congregation this morning, and also to those who are joining with us online. We remain in a period of uncertainty with a rising COVID infection rate, so we ask that you please engage with the prevailing control measures. We continue to provide hand sanitizer and masks and operate a one-way system for access to and exit from the building, along with a reduced protected zone of 1 meter physical distancing for those who remain a little anxious about their personal welfare in returning to church. We also maximize ventilation throughout the service and undertake a thorough cleaning regime between services. Mask wearing is optional, but we do ask you to allow people in the pew in front to exit before you stand up and prepare to do so yourself, and to maintain a reasonable distance of separation as you leave the building. Appropriate guidance will be given at the end of the service. Thank you. We are also privileged to welcome those who will be leading our service this morning, the Reverend Dr. Jim Connolly, the Reverend Brian Oxborough, and the Reverend Inchi Julius, whom I now invite forward to begin our service. Thank you.
Is the man who does not walk in the counsel of the wicked, or stand in the way of sinners, or sit in the seat of mockers. But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and on his law he meditates day and night. He is like a tree planted by a stream of water, which yields its fruits in season, and whose leaf does not wither. Whatever he does, prospers. Not so the wicked, they are like chaff that the wind blows away. Therefore the wicked will not stand in the judgment, nor sinners in the assembly of the righteous. For the Lord watches over the way of the righteous, but the way of the wicked will perish. Amen.
In the name of God, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. The grace and peace of God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ be with you all. Our help is in the name of the Lord. Let us stand together and let us sing the hymn, Praise My Soul, the King of Heaven.
Thank you.
Dear sisters and brothers, we are assembled here in God's name and presence to meet with him in our midst in his holy world, to witness the baptism of Anna Daniel Amosun Chewachong, and to remember with thanksgiving the life of late Mr. Daniel Chewachong, who went to be with the Lord in June 2021. We come bringing our own joys, secret sorrows, and burdens so that God will deliver us from our troubles and bless us abundantly. But first, let us prepare ourselves and examine our lives in silence as we call to mind our sins and seeking God's grace as we have come near to him with true repentance and faith. O come, let us worship and bow down.
Let us bring our individual confessions to the Almighty God.
We turn to God in prayer together, and as you will notice from the screen, that there are responses involved as we draw to the close of the prayer. Let us pray. Lord Jesus Christ, you are the helper of all who come to you for help, the life of all who believe, and the resurrection of the dead. We call upon you for Anna Daniel, that she, being brought to your holy baptism, may in you receive the remission of her sins by spiritual regeneration. Receive her, O Lord, as you have promised. Ask, and you shall receive. Seek, and you shall find. Knock, and it shall be opened to you. So grant now unto us who ask. Let us who seek find. Open the gate to us who knock, that Anna Daniel Amosun's receiving this sacrament and being washed from her sins may enjoy your heavenly benediction and may come to your eternal kingdom, where you live and reign with the Father and the Holy Spirit. Loving and faithful God, we come into your presence rejoicing. We come to sing your praise. We come to hear your words of power, and we come to share your all-embracing love. Be present with us in this time together as we come to worship you. Called to be your people, called to walk the way of Jesus, we come with the offering of ourselves and seeking your words of comfort and challenge. Living Jesus, we praise you because you show us that God is love, love which reaches to all people, love which does not count the cost of loving, love which never ends. Forgive us when we love ourselves and not you, and when our love for others have been hindered by our own self-pride and sense of accomplishment. We know that we have not been pure and holy. We have not been faithful and true. We have been entangled in the world and overcome by evil. But you are a Father of mercy, and you do not forsake the work of your hands. You are gracious to us whom you have redeemed by the precious blood of Christ. Therefore, we plead with you, take away from us, O God, our sins which separate us from you, that with pure hearts and cleansed lips we may come before you and celebrate this joyful and praise your name through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord. Lord, have mercy upon us. Lord, have mercy upon us. Christ, have mercy upon us. Christ, have mercy upon us. Lord, have mercy upon us. Lord, have mercy upon us. Christ, have mercy upon us. Amen.
If anyone does sin, we have Jesus Christ, the righteous, who pleads for us with the Father. And Christ himself is the means by which our sins are forgiven. And not our sins only, but also the sins of all people. Let us again worship God as we sing, I hear thy welcome voice that calls me, Lord, to thee. I'd like to invite Amos and his family, as well as the godparents, to come forward here and join me on the chancel. And if you'd like to face the congregation, that would be helpful. And if there are any girls and boys that want to come up and have a good look, this is your chance to do so as well. You can come and you can maybe sit on the step. That's lovely. Anybody else like to come? She's all on her own here, but you look happy enough. You're okay, aren't you? Yeah, you can see better. Well, it's a delight to be here again, just to welcome you as a family. Seems strange to be doing that to the minister of the church, doesn't it? But welcome you as a family as well. I do baptisms just ever so slightly different. I slosh lots of water about, but that's a good thing. And I use a shell, a clam shell, which will become obvious why I use that later on in the service. But I also like Dad to hold the baby over the baptismal font. So I don't hold baby, and after the baptism, then you'll be able to pass her to me. The gospel tells us that Jesus was baptized in the Jordan by John. And as he was coming up out of the water, he saw the heavens break open and the Spirit descend on him like a dove. And a voice came from heaven saying, "You are my beloved Son. In you I take delight." Our Lord Jesus Christ himself said these words, "Full authority in heaven and on earth has been committed to me. Go, therefore, to all nations and make them my disciples. Baptize them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, and teach them to observe all that I have commanded you. I will be with you always to the end of time." And on the day of Pentecost, the Apostle Peter said, "Repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus, the Messiah. Then your sins will be forgiven, and you will receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. The promise is to you and to your children." It's a wonderful promise. When Jesus was baptized in the waters of the Jordan, the Spirit of God came upon him. His baptism was completed through his dying and rising again. Our baptism is a sign of dying to sin and rising to new life in Christ. It is Christ himself who baptizes us by the Spirit of Pentecost. He makes us the members of his body, the church, and calls us to share in his ministry in this world. By water and the Holy Spirit, God claims us as his own, washes us from sin, and sets us free from the power of death. In this sacrament, the love of God is offered to each one of us, though we cannot understand or explain it. We are called to accept that love with the openness and trust of a child. In baptism, Anna Danielle is assured of the love that God has for her, and the sign and seal of the Holy Spirit is placed upon her. In presenting your daughter for baptism, desiring that she may be grafted into Christ as a member of his body, the church, do you receive the teaching of the Christian faith, which we confess in the Apostles' Creed? Let us pray. We thank you, gracious God, for your gifts of water and the Holy Spirit. In the beginning, you moved over the waters and brought life and light to a formless waste. By the waters of the flood, you cleansed the world and made with Noah and his family a new beginning for all people. In the time of Moses, you led your people out of slavery through the waters of the sea, making covenant with them in a new land. At the appointed time, in the waters of the Jordan, when Jesus was baptized by John, you sent your Spirit upon him. And now, by the baptism of his death and resurrection, Christ sets us free from sin and death and opens a way to eternal life. Send your Holy Spirit upon us and upon this water, that Anna Danielle, being buried with Christ in baptism, may rise with him to newness of life, and being born anew of water and the Holy Spirit, may remain forever in the number of your faithful children through Jesus Christ our Lord, to whom with you and the Holy Spirit be all honor and glory, now and forever. Amen. Amos, would you like to hold? And would you like to come forward and just stand holding her just now? Anna Danielle, for you, Jesus Christ came into the world. For you, he lived and showed God's love. For you, he suffered the darkness of Calvary and cried at the last, "It is accomplished." For you, he triumphed over death and rose to newness of life. For you, he ascended to God's right hand. All this he did for you, Anna Danielle, though you do not know it yet. And so the word of Scripture is fulfilled. We love because God loved us first. Seems a shame to wake her up, but let's do this. If you'd like to take her headband off. If you'd like to hold her head over the water, Amos, just bend her forward. Tilt her backwards, tilt her back, or your suit will get it.
That's all right.
That's all right. There we go. It's okay. Just like your hair's been washed, you're going to get soaked. I tell you what, I'll do it. If you give her to me. Ooh. Here we go. Here we go. Ooh. Anna, Danielle. Come on, Mike. Frankie Paisley, Amasos Chuachong, I baptize you in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Oh, I've got her. You're okay. You're okay. There we are. There we are. Can we sing "The Lord Bless You"? He made a good attempt to hold the baby over the water, you must confess. I just didn't want to wreck his suit. But it's important dads take the lead, and that's why I do that, and you did that. And also it's important to acknowledge mum's role, which is why I give the baby back to mum. But it's also important to acknowledge the roles of the godparents and, of course, you, the congregation. Well, the blessing of God Almighty, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit descend upon you all, and may indeed you know God's peace in your heart forever. Anna Danielle is now baptized into Jesus Christ, and we receive and welcome her as a member of the one holy Catholic, that is universal, and apostolic church. Now, normally we would give a posy or a Bible at this point. I don't know if someone's got something like that to give. Super, thank you. Your daughter belongs to God in Christ. From this day, she will be at home in the Christian community, and there will always be a place for her. Please tell her of her baptism and unfold to her the treasure that she has been given today, that she may know she is baptized, and as she grows, make her own response in faith and love, and come in due time to share in the communion of the body and blood of Christ. I ask then, do you promise, depending on the grace of God, to teach Anna Danielle the truths and duties of the Christian faith, and by prayer and example, to bring her up in the life and worship of the church? Thank you. I'm going to ask you as a congregation to show your commitment to Anna Danielle, but also to all children in the church. And I'm going to ask you in a moment or two to stand to affirm that, and then to reply, we do. This applies also, especially, to the godparents. You who are gathered here represent the whole church, that is, the church universal. Word and sacrament bring you the joy of Christ's presence into your midst, but it also brings you responsibilities as Christ's people in this place. Therefore, I ask, do you welcome Anna Danielle, and do you renew your commitment with God's help to live before all God's children in a kindly and Christian way, and to share with them the knowledge and love of Christ? I will ask you to affirm this first by standing. And we all stand together. And then I'll count to three and you say we do. One, two, three.
We do.
Well done. You all heard that. Please be seated. This is our promise to you and as godparents especially. We will nurture one another in faith, uphold one another in prayer, and encourage one another in service. Let us pray together. God of love, we rejoice again to receive your grace in word and sacrament. We have heard your call and are made new by your Spirit. Guide and guard Anna Danielle all her days. May your love hold her, your truth guide her, and your joy delight her. Bless her parents and family, that she may grow up in a secure and happy home. Give to her family wisdom and courage, laughter and peace, and the love that endures all things. Lord, bless her godparents. Bless all her extended family, all who belong to you. God of grace, in whose church there is one Lord, one faith, one baptism, help us to acknowledge that Jesus Christ is Lord, to profess with our whole lives the one true faith, and to live in love and unity with all who are baptized in his name. This we ask through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. I'm going to invite the family now to take their seats once again, and we will now together sing once again, All Things Bright and Beautiful.
Holy.
Good morning again, church. Minister Amos and the family, in a special way, want to thank God for the baptism of Anna Daniel and also celebrating God for the life their father lived. And therefore, they are offering a special offering, and they will do that the Cameroonian style. So they will move out and come in with their offering. And as many as we can, may we join and support them, as many as we can. There may be some sort of a silence here, but they will do it fast. But also remember, maybe some of us may have gifts for Anna Daniela. This is not the time. We'll do that at home. Now is the family giving an offering in thanksgiving. And if we are able to support them, we should do that. Thank you. Like I said, this is how they do it in Cameroon. They will dance with their offering and come in. And if we are able to support them, like I said, then we support them. We are conscious that many of us have already made our offerings, but if we are able to support them, we do. And when they come in, may we just rise and listen to the African rhythms that they will come in with and enjoy them, because I know they will be enjoyable. I heard them chant some just a while ago, and if they come in with that, just get up and enjoy and thank God for the gift God has given to Minister Amos and his family. us pray. God our Father, all good gifts come from you. We only give to you a little bit of what you've given to us. Accept the offering from the family of Minister and Moses. Bless the offering that it will bring increase to your kingdom in this place. And may you bless the family and also bring increase to them. Through Christ our Lord. Amen.